all you hip cats, cool kittens, you guys and dolls, you diesel-powered disciples of cool. This is Tales from the Flip Side on the Diesel Punk Podcast, and I am your host, the King of Swing, the Tower of Power, Big Daddy Cool, Johnny Della Rocca. You can call me Johnny, and I am the Diesel Punk Prophet here on the Diesel Punk Podcast, the voice of Diesel Punk. And, you know, I'm just coming to you tonight to talk a little bit about something that I think is important that we address from a Diesel Punk perspective. Tonight I was rewatching one of the quintessential Diesel Punk movies, if not the quintessential Diesel Punk movie, Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow. First of all, I can't figure out how anybody could not like this movie. It's a gorgeous film and just so revolutionary. You know, one of these episodes, I'm going to talk in depth about the story behind Sky Captain and the World of Tomorrow and really how it revolutionized Hollywood and the way movies are made. But that's not what I'm going to talk about tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the villains of that movie and other Diesel Punk movies in general. The Rocketeer, Indiana Jones, and, you know, Captain America, the First Avenger. Generally, the villains in Diesel Punk media are the Nazis. And there's good reason for it. In the mid-20th century, the Nazis were the most evil force that ever assembled. Adolf Hitler is the poster child for despicable people. And so they were bent on conquering the world. And, you know, as I was watching Sky Captain, and you know, they don't call them Nazis specifically, but Totenkopf is the villain, and the Totenkopf was a Nazi emblem that was worn by officers of the SS. So the reference is pretty clear there. And as I'm watching that and thinking about how so much of Diesel Punk media revolves around Nazis, Iron Sky, Man in the High Castle, the movies I mentioned, and, you know, in the comics, there's a lot of Nazi bad guys in Diesel Punk comics, like, you know, Athena Voltaire and Atomic Robo, Lobster Johnson, Hellboy. It goes on and on. The DC Bombshells comic series. They're fighting against the Nazis in World War II. They are the default bad guy. And I think a lot of people misinterpret the Nazis as bad guys in Diesel Punk. So let me set the record straight, first of all. Nazis, white supremacy, and fascism are absolutely evil and should never, ever be endorsed or glamorized. You guys will remember, if you've been listening to the show for a long time, I was concerned about Man in the High Castle. I was worried when it was announced that it would glamorize and lionize Nazis, that it would give rise to new Nazi fetishism, is that a word? Because let's face it, there is a very small minority of people in the Diesel Punk community that do have a Nazi fetish. And I and Tom and Larry Amiet have spoken out very harshly against those people. We do not think that is something to aspire to. We do not support them. We want everyone to be clear that we are as far away from that as possible. But the topic has come up a lot in the media recently. In Charlottesville at University of Virginia, the clash between apparent white supremacists and Antifa. And so I thought it would be important to kind of talk about really what a diesel punk response to Nazis and white supremacy should be. Now, granted, this is just my opinion, but I think I can probably speak for a lot of people in the diesel punk community, and I think I speak for a lot of people who carry the flame for diesel punk. You know, I'm talking about guys like Larry Amiet and Eric Fisk. You know, the guys who are carrying the torch and carrying the ball forward. And so as a diesel punk, how should you respond to fascism, to communism, to white supremacy? I'm just going to come out and say it. One of the tenets of diesel punk is that we are anti-authoritarianism or anti-authoritarians. We buck the system. Anyone who is saying this is the way you must act, the way you must think, the way you must be, is, you know, an antithesis to our ideal. We do not embrace that, and we push against it. And what's going on right now with the far right and the far left is that we've got people on both sides. Now, I know our president got in trouble for saying something similar, but it's the truth. We got people on the far left and the far right that are telling you and me how you should live, what you should think, what is permissible to say, how you should live your life. And quite honestly, I think that's a bunch of bunk. And the punk in me rebels against that. You know, I really adhere to a libertarian philosophy. I believe in the exceptionalism of the individual and the freedom and liberty of the individual person. And quite honestly, I don't think government has much of a role in our lives at all. That's just my opinion. But let me just say that if anyone ever tells you that you are saying or thinking or doing something that is unacceptable or should never be tolerated, you know, run the other way. And I'm gonna say this, and this is my own political view. I abhor white supremacists. I think they're evil, ignorant, and I really wish they would go away. However, at least in the United States, they do have the freedom to speak their mind, just like Antifa and Black Lives Matter and Occupy Wall Street has the freedom to speak their mind. Where it becomes indefensible, though, is when they tell you you have to adhere to their beliefs and philosophies. And when they tell you that anything other than what they believe should not be tolerated. When they tell you that anything other than what they believe is wrong or unacceptable, at that point, the punk in me says, no, I am not going to follow your edict because you said so. And that kind of spills over into the anachropunk genres. There are people in both diesel punk and steampunk who have decided that they are going to be the dictators of the genres and tell me what is or isn't diesel punk or what is or isn't steampunk. And if I disagree with them, then I'm wrong and they're right. And basically, you know, I can go take a flying leap, or they're going to shut down their website and burn the community to the ground, that sort of thing. And that is no different to me than these fascist white supremacists, these socialist dictators, these communist terrorists who try to dictate what you should think, say, do, and live. And I think as diesel punks, we need to rebel against that. That's the punk, right? The anti-establishment, anti-authoritarian bent. So, you know, I'm sure that this episode is going to have a lot of comments. I'm sure a lot of you are going to chime in and say, well, Johnny, you know, people who are fighting against white supremacists, that, you know, they're fighting a cause. Look, I get the need to say to someone, hey, that's not right and you're wrong because that's just evil. But I have no right, and you have no right, to tell someone that they are not allowed to think it or say it, or that it has no place and cannot be tolerated. It's a fine line, I know, but I think as diesel punks, we have a responsibility to understand that when anybody, whenever anybody tells you what should or shouldn't be, at that point, they are crossing the line and becoming an authoritarian. And we have a responsibility to buck that. That's just my thoughts. On a grander scale, I don't think racism has any place in our society. I don't think sexism has any place in our society. I truly believe that all men and women, that all people are created equal, and that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. When you think about it, the American revolutionaries were the original punks because they were fighting against a tyrannical establishment. So I just want to say this too, that you may disagree with someone and you may not agree with their philosophy, but that in no way gives you the right to try to shut them down and shut them up. It does give you a right to voice an opposite and opposing opinion, but you have no right to tell someone what they can or can't say, and you definitely have no right to become violent against a fellow human being. The only time that violence would ever be, acceptable. The only time, I guess, violence would ever be a resort is when you are overthrowing an abusive government. And in the case of the recent conflicts, there's no government authority that's being abusive in those cases. Those are just dumbass rednecks that are making people mad. You know what? Let them make you mad. Voice your opinion, but live your life in opposition. You know, be an example for those around you. Love your neighbor. You know, like Larry always says, look out for one another. Love your neighbors. you know, embrace those who might oppose you. You know, I don't know that I have much more to say about it, but, you know, as diesel punks, that's where I think, we should fall. Now, some of you are going to disagree, and I'm not saying that this is the absolute gospel and that you have to agree with me. I'd like it if you did, but if you don't, hey, I get that too, and you can certainly shoot me a note at feedback@dieselpunkpodcast.com. Well, that's it for me tonight. I just thought I'd share those thoughts, and I hope it came across the right way. If not, you know, you roll the dice, you take your chances. Can you dig that? I knew that you could. Well, hey guys, like us on Facebook, Diesel Punk Podcast, and Big Daddy Cool Shows. Follow us on Twitter, @DieselPodcast, @BDCMagic. And tell your friends and family to come share the fun. And until the next time, swing hard, swing often. We'll catch you on the flip side.